All right, I believe we can begin. Good morning, afternoon, or evening as appropriate. My name is JSONO and J4, and welcome to the Purple Hour, where we will take an hour or so to discuss mainly CI/CD on automation and engineering in the context of Resonite. For those who are new in the crowd, you can leave your question in the dedicated thread, and I'll make sure to go through all of them, granted they are posted within the next hour. As a reminder, CI/CD means continuous integration and continuous deployment, which is the practice of automating build and deployments. For instance, when a developer pushes a change to Resonite, my goal is to make sure that change is tested, built into an executable, and shipped if needed. Now that this is out of the way, let's proceed with the questions. I see Nuke asking. First question, how purple are you today? As usual, very purple. Even better, how are you purpling today? The usual as well. Very purple, very everything. Well, everything is purple for me, so you know, the purpling is going well. So what can purple do for you? It can save you from depression. At least it did for me. Yeah. And I see it. What are today's pronouns? Whatever yours are, I'm stealing them. They're mine now. Let's see. Orion asks, Resonite on Linux and spicy Linux distro opinions. Oh, I love that one. I love that one. NixOS is probably the worst distro you can choose when if you want to use Linux. It's not practical. It's just not practical to use. I've tried to use Nix before, and yeah, just sucks at what it's supposed to do. Not even counting that nowadays we have stuff like Cloud Init and etc. that does basically what Nix is supposed to do, but with any distro. So yeah, spicy Linux opinion of the day: Nix sucks. Do you accept call-in questions? Sadly, if you call me on my phone, nobody will hear it, so I'd rather not. So, but in any case, outside of the office hours, you may call me anytime and ask questions. It's all right. And the question was by Climber. Let's see, my current take by Nuki Mint, if Debian will do, if Arch is needed, endeavor with KDE on older hardware, cache on newer hardware. Just use Fedora. Come on, you don't have to think about anything. You just click on the big buttons and it just works. And if you don't like GNOME, what, just install the KDE variant. Yes, I know cache is Arch. I know, don't worry. It's never used. It's like there's so many. Yeah, Endeavor is also Arch. There's so many Arch forks nowadays. I try to keep up, but I've never used any of them. Just base Arch. Comes with KDE. I hope so. If your distro doesn't come with like a modern desktop environment by this point, I don't know what to do for you. Orion, I'm actually installing Fedora right now to see how it works for me. Oh, perfect! Welcome to Fedora, then. Tweak manually though, because I hate install. Oh, come on. Come on, the installer takes two clicks. Cache is a good build, and they recompile the library for newer CPUs. I see. If I recall correctly, they ship their own Proton build, right? Climber, I learned today that the Debian releases are named after Toy Story characters. Yeah! That's the fun trivia of the day. Orion, no, but I have a very specific BTRFS, technically Butter First, I think it's the official way to pronounce it, setup that I don't want the installer to fuck up now. Yeah, fair enough. Let's see, did I have any things to go over this month? If there's no, if there's already no more questions, like we can go over the armoning a bit. Grant, I noticed you requested reviews from yourself on CyrusOnMyPR on the ResNet Clipboard RS repo. Would you consider adding X11 support to the ResNet Clipboard CS to fix some bugs if people made the PRs for it to just be merged quickly? I don't know about the merge quickly part, but if you if somebody does the contribution, we're definitely gonna look at it. Even though I don't like encouraging people to still use X11. But if you have a PR for it, yep, just open it and we'll probably merge that at some point. Federate Sensei, I see Linux is complaining here about .NET JIT compilation, then I crash. Are you sure about Fedora? No, I will not put question marks on it. Yes, I am sure about Fedora. That's probably a config on your side because mine doesn't do that. Neither does 90% of the people that are on Fedora. Jack, how's cable management at your setup? I'm not fully set up yet, but I'm really trying to cable manage nicely this time. Okay. If I turn around right now at my place, there's like five Ethernet cables running through the room. If I turn on the other way, there's another Ethernet cable going near the wall onto to the Wi-Fi access point. And if I look under my desk, there's like that big bundle of cables that run from my PC to my monitors and all the stuff I have on my desk. So my cable management is something that would give a heart attack to people. Grant, what the hell is a knopitant? However you pronounce that. Missing us, why are you purple? Really common question, actually. I'm purple because I'm evil. If you're evil for long enough time, well, you become purple. Nuki says, Typonks, I want to hear about ARM. Oh, yeah. I'd be really honest about the ARM headless. I am really surprised how well it works day one. Like, of course, yeah, there's some issues here and there loading libraries, but for the most part, it just works. And usually, when you release a new feature like that, it's not always the case. Especially when it's like a whole new architecture, but you know. Well, it was kind of battle tested by Orion and a bunch of other people that, yeah, through unofficial headlesses, but still. I honestly, I'm happy that it's out. I promised when I joined the team that I would get that done. And there you go. That's one less thing, one less big thing off my plate. Now, of course, there's the support, but right now, most of the issues about that ARM headless have had have PRs open to fix them. So, you know, soon we're gonna have near perfect ARM headless. And I feel like me saying that has triggered the curse. But no worries, we'll fix it. Snowpeak is an ID, it's so annoying. Yeah, I always forget about Snowpeaks on Taipungs. So I can run ResNet headlesses on the Raspberry Pi? Yes, you should be able to. Okay, my headset just turned off. Great. But yes, you can run a headless on a Raspberry Pi. You can even run a headless on your phone. If you have Google Pixel, just activate the Linux system on it, and you can just use Dipot Downloader, and there you go. Missing, I just dropped a whole bottle of nail lacquer on the floor, and it broke. It's everywhere. How will this impact resonate in the long term? I don't know, we might have to close down. That's pretty bad. Lotus Gaming made it to Purple Hour. Yeah, welcome. I It was Snopitant. So I guess Snopitant being the inverse of Nopit would be an ID the same as Taipunks. I'm trying to guess there. Because I have still no idea what that means. Well, it became s silent all of a sudden. Orion, we need one of those memes with all the possible arrangements of Nopits. What they Yes, please, do put that on the wiki so I know what people are talking about. Yuki Raccoon, is there a preferred Linux build for running headlesses on Pi-like hardware? I don't know, just Ubuntu, Debian, or Fedora. I'd say just avoid Arch on ARM. If I recall correctly, Arch on ARM is poorly maintained. So, yeah, just go for whatever the default is. It should work. Like, just keep it simple. No need to have like really exotic distros on that. Ubuntu or Mint, whatever Debian we want. Yeah, it's make sure it's not really old. Like, for instance, for Ubuntu, try to target 22.04 LTS at least. Newer if possible. But yeah, like the cutoff point where we build library against is Ubuntu 22.04. Pinging F6C Mint, it's not old, as in it's lightweight, yeah. Orion, I love your autocorrect correcting arc to alarm. It makes up for great messages. Yad Nimond asks, is there a cheapest hardware solution available? If yes, what is it and how much would it cost? Related to Raspberry Pis, there's a bunch of off-brand ones that might have weaker CPUs or some, how to say, weaker CPUs or some other issues where they just invent their own thing. For instance, I think it was Rockchip that had their own calendar or something. I remember seeing a patch on the kernel website. Hold on. Yeah, it's Rockchip. Usually you should be able to go with any single board computer that like for instance I've played around with Banana Pi and Orange Pis. Do note the how to say the performance might not be as good as on a Raspberry Pi, but you know it can get the job done. Orion Alarm is actually the official shorthand to write Arch Linux ARM. Oh, I see. Nope, there is currently no text on this page. Raccoon, who is more purple, you and Qualia? Sorry. That's a good question. You know what? Let's not battle. Let's be all purple together. You know what? If we don't fight, we can always be more purple. Yeah, Orion, look. Look at Orion in the thread. Purple. There we go. As long as you're purple, it's all right. Yuki, I'm so purple now. Great! Great, there you go. As anybody should be. Yeah, Resonate becoming purple. I hope so. I hope so. At least we already have a bunch of purple beans on the team. Me, myself, Ryuvi, Dante as well is purple. Sorry, he's blue. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Purple is better though. On its equal in typing, that probably green is better or something like that. What would it? Oh no! What would it take? Colin asks, what would it take to set up CI/CD for the new renderer? I don't know because we don't have a new renderer yet. But when we have the new renderer, I don't think it would take that much time because Unity is. Yeah, unit tests. Yeah, there's a good chance the renderer we're gonna choose already ships with unit tests. So I guess the CI/CD would be trivial for it. Like the main issue with building the renderer right now, it's Unity. And like installing Unity in CI/CD is like, ugh. It sucks because it's slow. It takes up to like 30 CI minutes or something if you don't have Unity cached. So yeah, all of that for a build process that's like 5 minutes long to generate like 100 megs of files maximum. And you waste half an hour of CI minutes for that. For those who don't know, CI/CD usually is built in minutes. For instance, on some basic GitHub plan, you have 3,000 minutes for free. So if you don't want to pay more, you usually have to try to stay within that constraint. Actually, there's been a GitHub Action pricing changes today. Well, for soon. Yeah. Technically, self-hosted runners will be a paid feature now, which is completely stupid. So yeah, GitHub Actions really sucks. It's probably the worst CI/CD system out there, worse than Jenkins. I will put that out there. So not sure where to go to from that. Yeah, there we go. For self-hosted runners, it will now cost $0.002 per CI minutes. US dollars, mind you. But even for something you completely own and host yourself, that's like bullshit. Yuki, you know, I had a serious question for you, but I don't remember. It may end up asking on Fedi. Yeah. Colin says, about like GH action, I should share this video from our DMs. Yeah. It's like people are only discovering now that action sucks, but it's been a pattern since the thing basically released. Like I've been using GitHub Actions since the very first version released. Not the 2018 version, the one just a bit before when they just introduced it as like closed thing for companies. It always sucked. Well, now the good thing now is that on top of the weird code that we had that's still from 2018, we also have vibe coded extensions, like vibe coded actions for GitHub. Which is great, which causes even more frustration on the part of everybody. So yeah, amazing things are happening at GitHub right now. Lion says, kinda makes me worried for the future of .NET when Microsoft is doing this. Not going, yeah, it's like, well, hopefully nowadays .NET has enough of like a general user base to be forked and maintained properly if that ever happens. But still, it wouldn't be a great thing. Yeah, there we go. I have the announcement. Let's see. Not only the platform sucks, but now they will charge you for it. Thank you, GitHub. It's like, yeah, it's free for public repositories, but usually if you have custom runners, you don't use them in public repositories. You use them in like private ones to avoid running out of your like 3 hours budgets. Yeah, definitely people are gonna be happy about that. Did I already go on a rant about GitHub tooling in general? Because I have lots of things to say about GitHub tooling. Okay, Kun, what are you working on next? Really good question. Right now, I'm focusing on making sure ResNet gets built via CI/CD. That's my big task, the big thing on the top of my pile now. It's almost ready. I'm still working on the script that actually publish ResNet to Steam. But it's almost there. We can already get build, like headless on client builds out of the CI. So, it's almost ready. On the current goal is like, as I mentioned so many times already, is like anybody can just go on the GitHub page, just click one button, say, okay, I want that build to be built there. Do I want it to be a release, a pre-release? Just click one button, it does it automatically, and there you go. Colin asks, ResNet on RISC-V when? Yeah, when the .NET runtime supports it, and when there is more generally available hardware that run RISC-V. And I know some stuff technically already does, but you know what I mean. Hopefully we get RISC-V support for .NET 11. Well, let's see which version brings support. At the moment that .NET supports it, we can probably support it at some point. Actually, at some point, I think PowerPC is technically still supported on some versions of .NET. It would be funny to run the headless on PowerPC, but that's the modern PowerPC, not the really old one. Nuki, any updates on the Linux Beppu crashes? I have no idea what that issue is. Can you link it to me? Good news, definitely from a reputable level. Oh, yeah. Of course, people are gonna build it. All right, and maybe that's the next thing after the phone headless janky Chinese RISC-V board headless. You know what? I'm all right with that because you abuse that poor phone too much. It's time for the phone to rest for a bit. use that random Chinese RISC-V board. It's made for that. The phone is not. But yeah, I'm not sure what Nuki, I'm not sure what issue you're talking about with the Linux Beppu crashes. Maybe my just my memory. Query says EP hardware crimes. Calling the cat, what was causing reflection probe to crash Rezo on Linux? It was the AVX512 instruction set. Basically, because I'm a bit stupid and I'm extremely tired when writing CI/CD usually, I had a small oversight when I set the compilation process to be Arch native for Compressonator. So, you know, the thing was just trying to use instructions that didn't exist on CPUs that didn't support it. So it would just, well, crash. That fix is upcoming probably in the next version. Not sure when the next version is going to be there, but shouldn't be that far away. But yeah, a fairly easy fix for just removing the Arch native. And yes, it's a very stupid issue, I know. Ivanda says, I was tired of constant kernel meltdowns when ResNet crashed. Now I'm back on Windows and I get blue screen of death whenever I turn zero fan speed for my GPU. Okay, I'm not an expert there, but I think this might be a hardware issue. If everything is just that broken across systems. I don't know. So BUSD blue screen of death on Windows when turning off a GPU option, that sounds like AMD. That heavily sounds like AMD. Colin says, by the way, if this blue screen of death I got on Linux after running 40 shaders on a GPU unit, yeah, Linux has its own blue screen of death now. Honestly, I'm for it because it's a bit better to have like a blue screen that says please restart your computer than just a like white text on black background that says panic, panic, panic and just blurbs out text nobody would understand. Brido, you're bringing back bad memories with that image. Yeah, AMD, like modern, like when I say modern, it's like having any kind of recent GPU. AMD GPU on Windows is like, woo. AMD GPU DRM error. Yeah. You know, if you don't query the log, you can't see them, which means the error doesn't exist. So that's the difference between Linux and Windows. On Windows, the bug report tool pops up. On Linux, you have to dig through the logs. And if you don't dig through the logs, again, it doesn't exist. It's the same as warnings during compilation. If it works, well, Don't worry. There. Hey, my headset keeps turning off. That's great. Maybe it needs a sound in the background or something. Give me one sec. Ryan says, funny enough, we have an ARM equivalent of that bug. Now with libpng, not completely. Yeah, actually, that one is also being fixed. There's also a PR for that, which just disables the thing on ARM. So that is upcoming as well. Basically, most of the stuff that will be coming in the next version from me are like bug fixes for ARM. Clean the cat asks, do I need to connect the ARM CPU to neon gas? Yes, you can do that. Don't forget to put your findings on the wiki once you've connected the CPU to neon gas. Quelia, how's the molecule project coming along? I'm not even. I don't think we've started working on that yet. Though I'm very excited for it because it will simplify my life a lot. Just so you know, CI/CD minutes is not the only thing that gets built on GitHub. Storage, of course, as well gets built. So any kind of artifact you upload, any kind of, well, yeah, anything really, like when you transmit data between runners and etc., that's all built on Molecule would avoid getting built for all of that as well. Yeah, just to show once again. We currently have some kind of client builds in CI/CD already. Yeah, I think I'm gonna sit down this week and just get the how to say, I'm too tired for this. I'm probably gonna get the Steam publishing working this week and just be done with it for the until next year. Basically, mainly do like ARM maintenance or something like that for until January. Actually, one easy one I could fix is the assembly infos of steamworks.net. Oh yeah, something I forgot to mention. We are getting a stale boat in the issues repository. TLDR, the rules for the stale boat are pretty simple. It only applies to the needs more information label first. I just want to make that clear. 99% of the issues will stay around. Then out of all those needs more information issues, if there is no activity after 90 days, it will just send a small message reminding, hey, Maybe you forgot logs to respond to questions or etc. If still no response after 30 days after that, it will close the issue and just post a small message on how to get it reopened. But I think 90 days plus 30 days is ample time to respond to anything. I know some people are going to be angry because they don't want to join logs, but come on. If you want to report logs, you need to join logs. That's literally in the reporting guidelines, and there is a good reason we need them. Qualia asks, what's the gluggy counter at right now? Oh, hold on. I need to update that. Give me 1 second. I have all the gluggy bottles on my shelf just so I can count them. Okay, I forgot to update it for a while, so it's gonna be a big jump, but there you go. The gluggy counter is now at 26 bottles, 26 liters of gluggy so far. What do you mean, dear God? No, it's just normal consumption. I just really like gluggy. There's nothing wrong with liking gluggy, is there? Okay, next question is, how big are those bottles? Well, 1 liter, it's like the... How do you call them in English? A brick? I don't like the small cardboard. Like you usually have milk in it. I don't know, Yadni, are you still here? Yes, you are. I know Yadni will know what I'm talking about. Shit, I forgot what it's called in French now. Oh, come on, brain. Yeah, tonight is not the night. Une brique de lait? Yeah, une brique de lait. Yeah, there you go. Apparently it's carton of milk in English. Okay. Well, it's like the same size as this. Just to say that it's like 1 liter of gluggy. Technically, I still have some special bottle. This is like 25 liter in. But technically, it's concentrate, so... I see a lot of edits to the Snowpit page. Gluggiest man alive. Yeah, that would be the case if I were still a man. 1 liter, 32 ounces. I have no idea what it is in freedom units. Yeah, Colin, the Snowpit page. I can mark the page as patrolled. I forgot MediaWiki or stuff like that. Honestly, at some point I want to make some changes to the wiki, like mainly adding new add-ons and etc. Like, for instance, I opened an issue about adding the cargo add-on to the wiki, which would allow us to have like a nice front page, like the Path of Exile wiki and etc. One day I need to sit down and do that. Yeah, I'm sorry for being silent. I'm just looking at my issue boards on what to pick up next. But yeah, there's still plenty of stuff. Oh yeah, I have to finish the headless AutoFK exclusion list. I still have the Linux Discord rich presence to fix. What else? Python YTDLP for Linux still downloaded. Oh yeah, true. There's that. Oh yeah, one good one is the official support for like Blender importing from Raisinite on Linux. I'm not sure if to read your username X06A. I need custom shaders ASAP. Will there be custom shader support, at least preset one, like distortions, and start to replicate these with materials? Once we have the custom render, the new render, we won't pour work into custom shaders while we're still on Unity. Qualia says, "Oh, this reminds me. I have a headless bug to report about sending friend request. I think it probably has already been reported. I remember seeing one like that." Where is my GitHub thingy? There you go. I'll say something a bit controversial right now on, yes, I know I'm not much in graphics, but usually I see that most people get by really fine by using the default shaders. So I'm not sure what's all the noise about custom shaders. But again, that's not the area I'm working on or even using a lot. Priya says, "Oh, their UP, two beautiful hues against each other." True. Everybody purple is united, not fighting against each other. Orion says, "I would love them for certain things, but there is so much trickery possible with the existing materials." I think it was Lux Kitty at some point in the user's creation. Discord forum thing, I hate the name forums, that had like a bunch of cool visual effects made with like stacking materials and stuff. Oh yeah. Yuki says also with custom shaders, you will see experienced shader programmers like me doing some amazing things. I will say it really frankly, I am scared of shader programmers. You people scare me. I tried shader programming and it felt like I was losing my sanity. It's not an experience I would like to reproduce. Bug might not be reported. Hold on. Is it this one? Yeah, it was this one. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it. I was sure it was familiar. Yeah, if you want that one to progress, please somebody link logs. Because I am not proceeding without logs. It says log files will add if needed. They are always needed. It's literally in the reporting guidelines. So even if you think they're not necessary, add them. Missing, did you just update the Gluggy wiki page well on office hours? Yes, I did. Do you have an issue with that? I was asked the question about how much Gluggy I'm at now, and I forgot to update the page in a while, so here it is. Nikki Raccoon, I have a question, but it wasn't one I had before just now. Any tips on making things behave more reliably real-time within ResNet? Working on FPS type thing, and I'm wondering if there is a trick I don't know but should. I have no idea. I don't know, it just makes stuff. Usually it works. Like, what do you mean about, like, reliability? Like, making sure everything hits? What do you need exactly? Vito says, I will generate some logs. Thank you. And once the logs are added, I will remove the needs more information tag. Oh, yeah, you need .NET 10 for that. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's not normal. 85 gigs, yeah. Yuki says, fun fact I learned last night, when making string cloud vars, you have to specify a length up to 8192, or it will default to only 256. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, soon ResNet is going to be AAA at the same level as AAA games because of the runtime size. So, yeah, see, we're going to hit the big leagues. Oren says, actually, it will be filled with laggy photos. Don't reveal my tricks like that. Missing says how many. Okay, then you're missing your question. I don't really understand what you're asking. How many as can you fit into one question? Into one session? What do you mean by that? Can we go beyond? Oh, I see. Can we go beyond AAA, AAA? I guess it goes with storage size used. Like, I guess if we reach like the 1 terabyte limit, we can add another A to the AAA and make it quadruple A. I don't know. ResNet Taiha is when. I don't know. I wish. And you heard me. Yes, I wish. It will be on the recording as well. I want that. Brido, one system update later on, it only needs 85 megabytes. Yeah, that happens. Oren says, just throw a data center for RAM and you can do whatever as many as you wish. True. Now that we're AAA, we need to add like that annoying bloom effect to everything and have like really shitty ray tracing. That's like everything is like as reflective as a mirror, and it tanks your FPS to like 10. Not only Unreal, it's like for me, that's any game with ray tracing. It's like everything is like just a mirror. And I don't get it. Usually reflection sucks in real life. Like, just go outside, look in the puddle, and you'll see it kind of sucks. I find it fun how often we get the question of, yeah, will ResNet use Unreal Engine next? And every time it's the same answer of, yeah, well, no, the licensing is funky, so no. Missing says, I heard the OG Doom engine is free on open source. Yeah, it is actually. Released by ID Software. I think it's only the Linux build because the Windows source code contains like copyrighted code. But yeah, that's why we have so many Doom engines on ports nowadays. Everything's just open. Yuki says, thought on the seemingly upcoming shift from VR controllers you hold to gloves with buttons on them. Last time I tested VR gloves, that experience was terrible. So, and I don't see really a shift. Like, it's cool, it becomes more usable. But still, most people are still going to use their controllers. Like, when most people are running, like, a Quest 2 or 3, yeah, they're going to use controllers. Maybe hand tracking from time to time, but mainly controllers. Missing says Doom renderer here. Yeah. You know what? Maybe. That would be funny. Logs added. Thank you, Brido. Let's see. Yeah, perfect. See what happens when a bug is as logs. I remove the label. I sign myself. I set the issue type and I put that on ready. Because my current to-do list is already big enough. Aegis Wolf says, Unreal Engine for Resonite is as possible as an ASCII FBX for Blender or Resonite. Yeah. Actually, the FBX thing might be easier. Even though, don't use FBX, come on. It's 2025. Well, yeah, I filled a few tickets pertaining to making the headless a bit more reliable, stuff like optionally avoiding no world run conditions and bugs involving rapid world saving conflicting with automatic restarts. Have you taken a look at any of those? I don't remember if they have the headless tag yet. Please double check that they do have the headless tag. If they don't, please send link them here and I will add the tag so I can take a look easily at them later. But I've been looking at the headless more and more and more, of course. So there's probably going to be fixes coming up for that. Nuki Raccoon says, I want to, when Resonite has support for something like it, make a thing that loads Doom WADs into Resonite. Don't we already support WADs? Remember there's... But no, we don't support what. What's. I think it was Quake Maps or something. Yeah, yeah, MDL. MDL, MDL2, MD3. Yeah, we. Okay. BSP. Yeah, BSP as well. Via the .pk3 from 5.1. Let's see. No world, headless. Okay. Okay, I see. Let me assign myself to that. XO6A says, somewhat weird question. Will Resonite improve desktop non-VR experience in the near future? I find it pretty hard to use the context menu sometimes, but there are some problems with desktop. These are personal. I need more depth perception. I need to get VR. In the near future, I can't say, but will definitely improve desktop, the desktop experience, because, for instance, I use desktop a lot, and there is lots of frustrating things about desktop mode right now. Headless online status. Yeah, that, I could see that. Something I was looking at is making it so the headless doesn't just blurbs out the what has been deleted in the meanwhile when you try to execute a command to, like, for instance, shut it down. But yeah, I look at your issues. Those seem interesting. And I added all the labels. Weren't you the one to report it, Brido? Or report like one command that did that at some point? Yeah, okay. I'm remembering correctly. Ryan says it's the resonate headless equivalent of unable to decrypt message on matrix. That's false. That's false because when you send the command again on the headless, it actually works. And when you see the unable to decrypt on matrix, well, you're screwed. Good luck making it work. So I see that we're nearing the end of the hour. So if you have any more questions, please do get them in the thread in time. It says it has meme potential. Yeah, everything has meme potential. Yuki says, I'd also like to see the ability to pull source engine maps into ResNet. We have Bonneville map for Garry's Mod that we have to recreate from the model level. Yeah, I'm a bit iffy about supporting formats from like that are not, how to say, not standard on like from other engines. Like, it's like support for Unity packages. People ask for that all the time, but it's Unity. We're not Unity. Why? Like, if you want to get what's inside, just extract it. Yeah, and I was about to say that, as Egif Wolf mentioned, there's tons of tools for Blender nowadays that do an infinitely better job at this. Or it says, as update on the Fedora install, most of it is done. Yeah, but why did you do that manually? That this would have been done in 10 minutes with the default UI. And yes, I know your BTRFS, but come on. He says Blender has support for importing FBX, and I have no idea how to even describe that legacy format. Yeah, recently actually it was Koleda. Koleda has been removed from Blender, from the latest Blender version, to the sadness of my friend, which does modding for BeamNG Drive. Yeah, I guess Koleda was removed because it was basically legacy format for a while, and importer slash exporter is not maintained at all. It's basically the latest version, no more Koleda. You can still use another version anyways if you need that format. It's Blender, they don't even tell you that you're out of date. Brido, I blame Jay, they're evil. I mean, yeah, I'm purple. That's literally why I'm purple. Yuki says FBX needs to die, to be honest. I have no idea why so many people use it. Yeah, I guess it's one of those formats that just caught on because some big software in the industry used it and nobody really pushed heavily for another format. But well, nowadays we have stuff like GLTF and etc. that are. Honestly, I prefer working with those. Yeah, there you go. I guess said Autodesk. GLTF has been superior format for 20 years. It's already that old? I don't think it's that old. Come on. Yeah, there we go. October 2015. 10 years ago? Oh. I see. But yeah, I see that we have reached near the end. Do we have any more last minute questions? Never mind, I thought OpenGL released it in the early 2000s. I think you're mistaking it with Kronos Group. Okay, it's made for OpenGL, but Kronos Group is the maintainer of GLTF. Technically, GLTF was made by people of Collada, I think. The pineapple at the A of Pina Colada. Yeah. Amazing joke. I mean, IPv6 30 years old. Don't rub salt into the wound, Orion. Funnily enough, last fun fact before I stop the purple hour for today. So we are currently in December 2025. GitHub has no support for IPv6 whatsoever, except when serving people's avatars. So that means that FurAffinity.net has full IP has had full IPv6 support before GitHub.com. Yeah, no Qualia. Yeah, it's like no IPv6 unless it's to serve people's avatar. It's literally the only domain that has IPv6. GitHub on the internet in general, that's false. Oh yeah, I hate how slow release downloads are. Yeah, that's just GitHub. GitHub just, ugh. It's like honestly, since what 2020, IPv6 traffic has been growing exponentially. Just to show what I mean, there you go. GitHub.com, IPv4 only. GitHub assets, IPv4 only. Avatars, there you go. Here's your IPv6. Leave us alone now. Yeah, Bredo, IPv4. Really good add-on if you need to see on a glance what type of IP you're using. Anyways, we are almost done there, so we're reaching the end. So thank you everybody for joining us this evening. As a reminder, if you have questions that didn't make it through, you can write it down, bring it to the next one. As always, the Purple Hour happens on the third Tuesday of the month at 1900 hours UTC. You can also, if you have an IP phone, you may also call me and ask the question. That's for you, Climber. Otherwise, if you have more engineering questions, there's Prime's office hours, prime time in a few hours, so you can just go there and ask as well. The recording for this, of course, will be made available within the next hour, and I will post it in the questions thread. And see you all around in Resonate. Bye bye.